We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary, see your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Andre.
Rhino.
We're previewing the Gold Cup today?
I've got a Gold Cup bet.
Wow.
Yeah.
No one told me that I had to be here. So I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Good. Good. That fine would have been... This one would have been your steepest yet, I fear.
Insurmountable.
Yeah.
I'll never financially recover from this.
And just so you know, there is a schedule that's available to all that... Maybe turned you on to this happening.
Is it communicated via vibes?
The schedule?
Yeah.
That's
the only way I accept information.
It's run through vibe currency, if that helps.
That is good. That's good. That's important.
Yeah. It's the type of weekend you want a boosted multi-sport parlay for. I'll tell you that much, Rhino.
All I want is someone... Say you, Andre.
Yeah.
See me in the office.
Yeah.
Just go, hey, bets on Friday, you in?
Yeah.
Then
yeah,
I know.
Sure. Sure. That's more a combo I have with Alyssa. It's like, hey, Wednesday, Friday bets this week, you in? She gives me the yes, and then I'll like look
make that like a
your schedule.
Make that like an IRL group chat.
Hell yeah. I'd love that.
Alyssa, RK, Wednesday, Friday, you in? I'm in.
It sounds great. It sounds like next week you are, however, out.
I'm all the way out next week. Double work, double business trip in the same week.
Dang. One you had already made me aware of.
Yep.
One is that new.
Yeah, one just came across my desk, if I had a desk.
Oh yeah, he does.
Yesterday
we tried to give him one, and then after a while it was like, this guy never uses his desk, we're just giving that to someone else.
Yeah, there's like raccoons and homeless people in my office now.
This is your desk.
This is my desk.
This is your real desk. Yeah. Yep. All I can say, the type of weekend slate you want to have a multi-sport boosted parlay for.
Well, it's a good thing we have that at bet365.
I mean, it's like they're mind readers.
I know.
Over under hours of sports you're going to watch this weekend.
It's really low.
It's one of those where you don't want to be... I don't want to use up my hour sports watching budget that much on a weekend like this.
I don't have a budget.
Fighting in a UFC main event. That's good.
We got a title fight? Or no?
No, Holly, she hasn't held a belt in a minute.
Well, I know, but I figured she's only qualified for title fights.
You'd think that was the Holly of old. The Holly of new, she'll fight on ESPN Plus on a random Saturday.
Chick that she beat that was like the baddest chick in the world for a minute.
Ronda Rousey.
Yes.
Rowdy Ronda Rousey,
wow.
I believe.
Ronda Roundhouse is what I called her.
So stupid. It's gonna make me laugh no matter what.
I was actually a big Ronda Rousey fan. I just forgot her name.
She was amazing
because of Holly Holm.
Yep, she did it.
Okay.
That's one of those initials you don't F with.
So I told this on the Bronco show with my friend Dre.
Show history.
I have a buddy in town. He's actually not in town. He lives in town. Who has been kicked out of his house because his house has been overrun by Swifties. Who is staying with me. So we're going to need to find some sports to watch. UFC on Saturday night sounds good to me.
Absolutely. Well, and it sounds like you've once again hit it big on the golf course.
I am going golfing tomorrow.
Oh, sure. That's awesome for you. You're bringing your friend who's been banned from his home.
Yes. We need a way to pass the time.
I don't know that many of us can be banned from our homes for reasons other than there's a bunch of Swifties in town that have taken over my place.
Yeah. How would that go? Do you think it would have gone over the same for him if he was like, hey, NBA Finals, the boys are coming in, going to need you to find a place to stay?
No.
Yeah, I don't think that would have gone over well either.
No, there's something inherently non-threatening about Swifties taking over your home.
Right.
That you just instantly don't ask questions.
The fellas?
Once the mere mention of the fellas, you want to like upgrade your homeowner's insurance at that point, you know.
Yes, that's, you have to call a cleaning lady in advance.
The stakes get instant. As soon as mere mention of the fellas comes through, the stakes get raised by several notches.
There will be stakes, yes, on the grill.
The Swifties almost lower said stakes.
Yeah, they're leaving that place in prime condition.
Right, there might be a little more glitter around the house, but that was my hope anyways. Speaking of cleaning service coming this Friday, today at my home.
Mm-hmm.
We tidied up the house before it last night.
Dumbest thing in world history.
We'll end up, they're coming at 1 p.m. So inevitably that tidying will be undone and have to be redone before 1 p.m. Then the cleaning people will actually come clean the house. And then we'll fuck that up within 20 minutes.
I know.
It's so stupid.
When we have our house cleaned, which is like maybe once a month, maybe.
Sure, sure.
She always folds the blankets in such a nice way and then lays them over the couch.
Good for her. It's those niceties that make the difference.
And then I get on the couch and I'm like, I can't unfold this blanket. Now my feet are just cold.
Yep. Yep.
House is clean, feet are cold. Who's the loser here? It's me.
Absolutely. It is those niceties that get you. One person, they'll fold the toilet paper. Someone else came. There was a stamp mark on the toilet paper. I was like, I've never gone
like with
back.
Wax.
I don't know what it was like. Am I at the Renaissance Fair right now? This is amazing.
Or the Renaissance Hotel.
It was really great. It was really fantastic.
That is nice. Okay, I want to do big threes.
Let's fire them up.
It is Fried Rice Friday down the street. Yes, after all, so we got to get there soon.
We're getting in on that.
Dre.
Let's do me. This is a classic fade Yaya pick. Yaya was in on Panama, out on Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be out on Mexico again. I'm in on Mexico. They're getting this Gold Cup final taken care of. We thought, boy, it'll be years before they're able to do it again because we own them. Well, Panama got us.
Yep.
And Mexico will get Panama. That's how it goes.
There we go. Chicharito and Gio dos Santos leading the way for them.
Absolutely. I actually think neither of those guys is playing for this team, but
I don't think so effort. Either.
One thing you could do with your buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Is on Sunday.
Okay.
Get a little strawberries and cream and watch a Serbian phenom, a Serbian goat, take care of business, Wimbledon final, Novak Djokovic will take care of little Carlito Alcaraz, the tennis's next great star.
He's the upstart.
Yep, yep. I think he's actually ranked number one in the world.
Oh, that's not an upstart.
He's more of a dirt bag, though.
Oh.
Good on clay, you know.
Oh, I thought you were saying he's like tennis's bad boy.
No, we don't have those anymore.
That
those
sucks.
Kind of ended in the 90s. Well, no, I misspoke because the Australian guy who's slipping my mind now, Kyrgios, is the ultimate.
Oh,
bad
he
boy.
Is. Yeah. He is a bad boy.
Yeah. So, anyways, Djokovic taking care of business in the All English Club. Enjoy that with some strawberries and cream. That's what they do at Wimbledon.
Strawberries and cream.
Yeah.
Is that whipped cream?
Gosh, I think so, but I don't think it is, actually.
No.
No.
Is it like
just pouring some heavy cream over them straws?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You sprinkle some sugar?
Sounds nice. I love strawberries.
I mean, if you could and you found some Palisade peaches, that'd be the move.
Peaches and cream.
Peaches and cream. That was like a...
A song.
A dirty song from back in my day. Weird. Early 2000s, even fruit might get you.
The famous song, Palisade Peaches and Cream, was all over the airwaves.
Had the Flobots thought of that one, you know.
Oh, by the way.
Please.
The place where the Flobots are playing is the... I don't know if we call it this inauguration for the new mayor. That is a loose guess.
Mayor?
Yeah.
Of
Denver.
Denver.
It's called Denver Vibes is what they're calling it.
We're changing mayor here in our dear city of Denver.
I don't. This has happened. Don't ask me political things.
Are you guys serious right now?
I could tell you if it's nerfy or yurfy weather. I couldn't tell you if a new mayor with the Flobots at the inauguration. That you might have just caught me on a bit. And, I just say credit to you, good sir. Credit to you.
Do we call it an inauguration? Seems smaller than that.
Dang.
But wow, Flobots are in.
Crazy.
10 years or something.
I can't wait to sit down with you on Fried Rice Friday and inquire more about
talk
this.
About the Flobots playing Denver Vibes.
Maybe not quite at the level of a new Denver mayor inaugurated by the Flobots themselves. I hope he can ride a bike with no handlebars, if you know what I mean. Elias Diaz is a big story in town as well.
Yes.
He and the Rockies back in town.
Wait, I want to go to the game tonight just to chant MVP.
You should. Taking on the Yankees. And he's had a hit in 7 of the last 10 games. What I love is just one hit in all of those 7 games.
Are we counting the home run in the All-Star game?
I think we are, yeah.
Oh, cool.
So, and for him to get a hit against the Yankees, just plus 125. The guy's hot.
He's a legend in his hometown.
A legend in his home country. A legend to a lesser extent in his hometown.
Yep.
But a legend nonetheless. He's going to get this. Plus 125. Love the juice on that.
Love it. All right. Great big three. Let's go to mine.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay. We're going into the future, Dre. 50 days from now, Colorado takes the field in Fort Worth against the TCU Horned Frogs. There's no better time than now to get in on plus 20.
What's the juice?
Is
it not out yet?
Oh, I forgot to put the juice. My bad. no, the juice is there.
It's like a minus 110.
Yeah, it's even. Standard minus 110. Just checked it.
I like that. Do you think that's going to decrease as we get closer?
Yes.
The Shador hype has to pick up.
People are going to learn about Shador eventually.
Gosh, you'd think so.
But hopefully it doesn't happen until after that game. Also, plus 850 on the money line. I approve.
Yeah, totally. Sonny Dykes and the Horned Frogs have lost a lot.
Including the secret sauce, which was Max Duggan and Garrett Riley.
Damn straight
and
it was.
They also lost every other player you heard of on that team last year.
Yep. Steve Avila, Keandre Miller, Quentin Johnson. Yep.
All of them. I know. Linebacker, the corner, Hodges Tomlinson.
Yep.
I know ball.
You do know what to speak
okay,
at.
So I gave this out yesterday? Wednesday.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
When it was plus 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Should have tuned in, but you're here now. And you can still get in on Rory plus 210. Like I said, it would be the most Rory thing ever to win the Scottish right before the British. Then everyone's picking him to win the British, and then he'll be within 3 shots on Sunday and just won't be able to make a birdie.
Right. Right. Yep. Everyone will be losing their biscuits, as they'd say over there, get set up. Yep.
At Royal Liverpool. That's a big saying
absolutely,
there.
Absolutely. Bet365 must love this UK-inspired show.
That is true.
Right?
That is true. They also love the Flobots. Back to my big three because I forgot what the third one was. Oh, Gombe on the mound, our old friend. This show history. This is my first baseball bet of the year.
No.
Yes. I think.
Great show history.
Yes. Taking on the Yankees.
And you're not a Gombe believer.
I'm not. I think he's going to be a goner after this year. Under 3.5 Ks. Under 3.5 Ks. He's not much of a strikeout artist himself.
Right. But he has been going deep in games the last few starts.
That's good.
You like that for Gombe.
You do like that. Pitches to contact. Exactly what we want at Coors Field, right?
Right. Right. That is, yep, with the biggest outfield in the history of the world. That is what you hope for.
All right. That is my big three. Enjoy it.
Boom. Bet 365. Use the code DMVR 365. You sign up. You know, you got to verify your ID. It takes a matter of moments because it is legal gambling in our state. You get that code in, you deposit $10. You place a $1 bet. Place a $10 bet, whatever feels right. And then as soon as that bet hits, Elias Diaz to get a hit, game ends. One way or another, we're going to win or we're going to lose that. Bang, $200 in bonus bets hits your account instantly. And from here out, anytime we're in the bet slip, ready to place a wager, it's going to have a little pop up and say, oh, you want to use one of some of these 200 bonus dollars we just gave you for being a homie of Dre and Ryan's? And you say, yes, I would like to use that bonus money. Use a dollar of it, use $5, use 10, 15, 20, up to you how much of that bonus bet you want to use per wager, just yours to play with. Same game parlays, a boost-a-roos on Avs to win the cup, you name it, Russ to win comeback player of the year. We do not advise that. They're just covered all across the board. Yeah. It's great. Yeah, like I was seeing these Wimbledon bets. They have the whole tourney bracket for you so you can watch it. I love their app. Love how everyone's how it's all been working. Love those $200 in bonus bets. Sign up now. Use that code DMVR365. Must be 21 plus and physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bang.
Boom. A bang.
Bang.
All right. The Nuggets are in action in Summer League. We've lost all trust for them.
They suck.
They're really bad. Why?
You know what?
Why?
You know what these players that they picked need to be good?
Nikola Jokic.
They don't have him.
He makes everyone so much better. It's crazy.
I've been saying for years now that he's the closest thing to Peyton Manning in any sport that we'll ever see again. And this is a perfect example of it. Everyone's good when they play with him. Not so much when they don't.
I know. Remember those like couple games at the end of the regular season where he didn't play? And we got like flashbacks to like 90s Nuggets basketball. It was horrible.
Yes.
They take on the Miami Heat who just, they've got it going on.
Oh, yeah. Jovic. It's close. They have Jovic, Nikola which is Jovic. Close enough to Jokic. Right.
They have someone who's almost Nikola Jokic.
Yep.
Anyways, you could do a parlay builder and take the Nuggets to win. Strother with 20 or more points and Hunter Tyson with 10 or more plus 500.
Wow.
Yeah.
As someone who is in on Fried Rice Friday, I might just sign up and call it a day.
Right. They also have a 70% boost on a multi-sport parlay. I was trying to put my big three plus the Heat to win together. I'm still figuring that out, but that's in the mix. And then the Bet365 SGPs, every wager you place, it tells you like what that would boost the SGP to.
That's sick.
Yeah. And you could get Gombe to go deep because, you know, Gombe eats up innings, you know, over 14 and
a half
workhorse,
outs, as they say in the biz.
He is a workhorse. Over 14 and a half outs. It's a good wager.
Okay. Divide that by three.
It's over like 3 2/3.
It's a really good bet.
Right?
Yeah.
He's gone over five, I think, in his last five starts.
Okay.
You can take the run line. Let's get super conservative and take like the Rockies plus 3.5, plus 2.5 on the run line, you know?
Okay.
Safeman's it up. Go player props. You could get a hit from Elias Diaz.
Wow, we love that.
Boomsies. Oh, man, did the juice change on the hit from Elias? I kind of love that. And then I think you kind of stop there, honestly.
Okay, stop.
Stop. Yep.
Read it off. Read them in
it's
week.
Like plus 550. Okay. Rockies, run line, plus 2.5.
Okay. Don't love it.
But everyone's back at Coors. They keep it close. Like the first game back at Coors, they always keep it close.
Are they doing anything at Civic Center for Diaz winning All-Star Game MVP? Like a parade or anything?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know, but with the mayor and all the Swifties in town,
right.
I would imagine that's a logistical nightmare and won't be happening, Ryan.
Maybe we can get Tay Swift and Flobots to play the Elias Diaz parade.
That'd be amazing. Also, are we certain you are not the mayor?
There's conflicting reports.
That's happened, right?
There are conflicting reports. Wait, Tiff would know. Tiff, am I the mayor now? No, he's Denver man.
But there's an epic local news clip about...
Local news once called me the mayor.
Avs and Nuggets being blacked out, and they go to a clip of Ryan just saying, frankly, I think it's garbage or something. They introduce you as the Denver mayor.
Sorry, Mike Johnson.
That's not the mayor.
Come on.
Stop it. That is very much the new mayor. Mike Johnson? Get out of here.
Yep. Well, it could be Taylor Swift by the end of the weekend, but right now it's either me or Mike Johnson.
Here's some advice, Mike. Do the right thing. We need to bet on college football player props.
True.
We're always talking about legislators. Apparently that's you now.
Push it through. Do college football
right
player
thing.
Props.
Yeah.
Imagine the money we'd make on Shador Sanders this year.
Twist their arm. Plan a lockout where the Flobots are playing in the parking lot, and you'll do anything you want.
It's true.
There you go.
It's true. All right. That's going to wrap it
up for
us.
Bless our city and all its endeavors this weekend.
Yes.
Yes.
See you guys later.